Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Writer Podcast. I'm your host, writer and novelist Edward Anthony, here to bring you another Live Writer episode. Yes, I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast on this platform, over a year to be exact, but a lot of things have changed since that time. Some things have changed since my last podcast that I wanted to announce. For instance, about a year ago, I took down my Patreon account. If you've listened to earlier podcasts when I first started, I mentioned my Patreon page, but I removed that account because I realized that people don't know me all that well, and that can make them hesitant to want to donate. But the main reason is because Patreon is a subscription account, and I looked at it from a hypothetical and consumer's point of view, meaning I wouldn't want to donate to anyone on a monthly basis. If I like their content enough, perhaps I'll send something via PayPal or Cash App, but donating on a monthly basis is something I wouldn't want to do, and I didn't want to put that on anyone else. Now, there are some people out there who will argue and try to counter with the "you pay for your phone or internet bill" monthly line. Yes, I've heard this before. The thing is, with your phone bill, or to use another example, my Microsoft Word account, that is addressing a need. I use my Microsoft Word account to write my books as well as for other documentations, but mainly to write my books. I don't view someone's commentary, granted what they have to say may be viable, but compared to some things, I don't view someone's commentary as something I absolutely need. For those who donate to one's Patreon, that's fine if that's what you want to do. This isn't an expose or me attempting to call anyone out. I'm simply giving my take on the matter. Now, my PayPal and Cash App is still available, but I removed my Patreon account a year ago. Also, since my hiatus, I released my fifth book in late December. No, it's not the books that I talked about in my previous podcast. This one turned out to be a sci-fi called The Bounty Huntress: Invasion of the Keratinians. The story tells of renowned bounty huntress Cassandra Leaf, who joins forces with a paramilitary called the Grey Wolves to investigate the grisly murders taking place at the famous Touareg Park. This is the first sci-fi book I've ever written. For a long time, I wanted to try my hand at that genre. I'm proud to have a book written in that category, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Finally, I launched a blog page over a year ago called Writer's Verse. I'm looking for guest writers for the blog. It doesn't pay anything at the moment, but it would be another opportunity or avenue for one to promote their writing talent. You're not on a writing schedule or particular time constraints. My main requirement is that your post pertains to literature. If you're interested, you can send an email to edanthony81@gmail.com. Again, that's edanthony81@gmail.com. In the email, give a brief bio with a writing sample attached. The sample doesn't have to be too long, but at least 300 to 500 words, that would be appreciated. Every writer is welcome, but I'm seeking aspiring and up-and-coming writers in particular. Thank you for tuning in. If you like what you heard today and you would like to see more of my work, take the time to check out my blog pages, the first being the Literature Lounge at edwardauthor.blogspot.com. My social commentary blog, Speaking My Mind, which is eanthonysocial.blogspot.com. A quick warning, my views on that particular blog, Speaking My Mind, are more candid and aggressive than my other pages. My creative/visual arts page, bytiniarts.blogspot.com. And finally, the blog where I'm seeking guest writers, which is writersverse.blogspot.com. Today's featured book, The Bounty Huntress: Invasion of the Keratinians, as well as my other books, are available in ebook and paperback, with the exception of the book Maine, which is available only in ebook, on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Books A Million, and Smashwords. You can also find me on YouTube. It's a self-help channel called Internal Life, where I mainly talk about the importance of change starting inwardly. The Live Writer Podcast can be heard on several platforms, including right here on Anchor, as well as Spotify, with whom Anchor has recently merged, as well as Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You have just listened to the Live Writer Podcast. I'm writer and novelist Edward Anthony, and I will see you on the next one.